Lift your hands up.
Thinking of love you. Thinking of I love you.
Lift your hands everywhere and maintain quietness. He's reaching out to someone this morning in love. That throne room. That's right. It's your hands. That's right. Yes. Yes. Jesus. Yes. Lift your hands. Everywhere, if you can, whisper that name, Jesus. Again. And again. And again.
Be still and know that I am alone. 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 Be still and know. To this place, please welcome into this broken vessel. You desire to abide in the praises of your people. So we lift our voice. So we lift our voice to offer up our praises to you, Lord. Holy Spirit, come. Come and have your way. Holy Spirit, come. Come and have your way. Come and have your way. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come.
We are waiting, Lord.
We are waiting, Lord.
Holy Spirit, come.
Holy Spirit, come.
Come and have your way. Your way, come and have your way.
Your hands, and just for 1 minute, 60 seconds, picture the one who sits on the throne. The one who sits on the throne. Maintain quietness if you can, with hands lifted. Picture that one who sits on the throne, like we sang, for an encounter. That's right. That's right.
Come and have your way. Come and have your way. Come and have.
We love you. We give you the praise and the honor. For this is the day you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. Thank you for lifting the burden off the shoulder of that person. Thank you for turning around the situation of that man or that woman. Thank you for frustrating the tokens of liars. Thank you for making diviners mad. Thank you for disappointing the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Something just broke in your life. The Bible said they go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appears before the Lord. You have just moved to another region of strength, another region of health, and every devil shall recognize it. Thank you, Master. Take your seat in my presence, Lord. come and have your way. Come and have your way. Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. All the way to verse 13. He said, after this manner pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Very, very quickly this morning, I like to speak on the subject, understanding prayer. Understanding prayer. To understanding prayer. Our objective is to understand what prayer is all about. Prayer is one of the greatest privileges given to man by God. One of the greatest privileges is the first thing to note this morning. Prayer is one of the greatest privileges given to man by God. Secondly, prayer shapes both history and destiny. As a matter of fact, prayer has shaped history and shaped destiny probably more than any other force under heaven. I read something about John Wesley in his days. The British Empire had agitation and confrontation with France. It was a war that was going to be very deadly. And the King of England, then I can't remember the name, King Henry or James or something, declared a fasting for the whole of the nation and prayer. And that shifted the calamity that was to come. And the bloodshed and all that was averted by the force of prayer declared by the king of a land. Prayer is one of the greatest privileges given to God, to man, by God. It shapes both history and shapes destiny. But prayer is highly misunderstood. It's a highly misunderstood spiritual practice. Now, there are two categories, or there will be four when we are through in the second service, but two categories of people regarding prayer, apart from those who know what prayer is all about. The first category are those for whom prayer is a religious activity, a mere religious obligation that is necessary to fulfill religious righteousness. For them, prayer is a mere religious obligation that is only necessary for the fulfillment of religious righteousness. And then for others, the second group are those for whom prayer is something to do only when there is a problem. Something to do only when there is a problem. They talk to God only when there is a need to solve a problem. That is wrong. Within the time we have this morning, what is prayer all about? Number one, prayer is all about, one, the development of intimacy with the Almighty. The development of intimacy with the Almighty. The meaning of that one is the place of prayer is the place of the workmanship of the relationship between the creator and the creature. The place of the workmanship of the relationship. The place of servicing, where man services his relationship with his maker. So prayer happens, not necessarily because there is a problem. Prayer happens as a platform of intimacy, a platform for the development of intimacy with the Almighty. It is the workmanship of the relationship between the creator and the creature. That is one. Number two, prayer is the, number two, what is prayer all about? Two, it is to the expression of thought and desires between man and God. The expression of thought and desires between man and God. He said, our Father, that connotes relationship. In Philippians chapter 4 and in verse 6 to 7, Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7, he said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. It is the place, it is the expression of thought and desires between man and God. The first meaning of that is, it is the place of communion where feelings, emotions, and aspirations are shared. It is the place of communion, that's between man and God, where feelings, emotions, and aspirations are shared. When I say expression of thought and desires, it means that a man will express his thought to God and his desires to God. And at that same place of prayer, God will express his thoughts to you and express his own desires. The truth of the matter is, you go before God because you are looking for something. There may be things that God is also looking for from you. And that happens at the place of prayer. You tell God your feelings. Lord, I am feeling somehow. You tell God your emotions. You tell God your longings, your aspiration, what you want to do. And God also tells you his feelings. Abraham, I'm feeling bad about Sodom and Gomorrah. God also tells you his emotions. God is also telling you his aspirations. There are these things I want to achieve. And I want to use you to achieve them. So it's the place for the expression, communion, expression of thought and desires between man and God. And I gave the first portion of that, which is the place of communion. Feelings, emotions, and aspirations. Number three, what is the place of prayer all about? It's number three, the discovery of the will, plan, and purpose of God. So prayer is not just a religious activity. Prayer is not just something you do because you have a problem. The prayer place is the place of the discovery of the will, the plan, and the purpose of God. Jeremiah 33 verse 3 said, call unto me, I will answer you and show you things you didn't know. In Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 16, it says, stand in the ways and ask, which way should I go? The meaning of that is the place of prayer, first, is the place of unveiling what is on the mind of God. Unveiling what is on the mind of God for your life. Unveiling what is on the mind of God, actually, generally. It may be for your life. It may be for your family or your community. It is the place of feedback from God. Feedback. It was at the place of prayer that I unveiled the mind of God for my marital destiny and future. At the place of prayer, I unveiled the mind of God for this ministry. I just accessed what God wanted to do with my life and ministry and destiny. The place of prayer is the place of unveiling what is on the mind of God. So we don't just go to pray because there is a problem. We go to pray to find out, what do you want me to do about my, what business am I pursuing? What am I to do with my life? What am I to do with this or with that? That was number three. The discovery of the will, the plan, and the purpose of God. Number four, the place of prayer. Number four is the place, number four. Prayer seeks to achieve number four. Alignment. Alignment with the will, plan, and purpose of God. Alignment. Alignment with the will, the plan, purpose of God. That's what prayer is all about. Luke chapter 22, verse 40 to verse 42. Luke 22, 40 to 42. And when he was at the place, he said unto them, pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. At the place of prayer, What is happening? First, it is the place where the will of man becomes united with the will of God. The will of man becomes united with the will of God. What prayer seeks to achieve is to unite man's will with God's will. Let me want what you want, oh my dear Lord. Let me love what you love, oh dear Lord. That is how you designed life to be loved. That is how to live how I ought to live. It is the place where the will of man gets swallowed up in the will of God. Where you don't have a second will outside the will of God. You see, and until that happens, life is a continuous struggle. When you are looking for something that is different from what God is looking for your life, it is at that place where you marry your will to the will of God. And when the will of man is married to the will of God, destiny is delivered. Your purpose is born where the will of man is married to the will of God. That's what prayer seeks to achieve. You pray until it is clear to you and clear to God that what you want is what God wants, and what God wants is what you want. And that you are ready to go all the way with God, and ready to do what he wants, and ready to fulfill his purpose. It's alignment. That was number four. So you have aligned with the will of God now. Now, first of all, you discovered what God wants. Then you surrender to what God wants. And then the third thing now, which is number five now, is what is prayer all about? It is number five, the enforcement of the will, plan, and purpose of God. Is the enforcement. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Thy will be done. You went before God. You developed intimacy. You exchanged your thoughts and desires with God. You discovered his will. You accepted his will, aligned with his will. The next thing is to enforce that will. To enforce that will. Prayer enforces it. If God said it, no witch can stop it. If God has said it, no wizard can stop it. If God says, this is where I am going, a million demons can't stop me from going there. Is God speaking to somebody here? This is the place of the violence at the place of prayer. And nothing turns a man violent like knowing the will of God. Like knowing what God wants for you, and then you are seeing the opposite of what God wants around your life. No way. Enforcement means prayer is the place where the revealed or the known, revealed or known will of God is forced. Somebody say forced. Is forced into fulfillment. It is forced into fulfillment. What God has made you to know, what he has made you to realize concerning your life, concerning your family, concerning your community, you force it to be. You force it. Because the Bible says from the days of John the Baptist till now, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent taketh it by force. I believe that there is someone here listening to the sound of my voice. That something is about to be forced into manifestation. It is at that place where you enforce the will of God. Number six, what is prayer all about? Prayer is about the establishment of God-ordained allocation and inheritance. God-ordained allocation and inheritance. This is slightly different from the last one. The last one is, this is where God wants me to go. No devil can stop me. This is what God wants me to have. The establishment of God-ordained allocation. Give us this day our daily bread. That is, first, it is the place of accessing divine provisions and supernatural supplies. It is the place of accessing divine provision and supernatural supplies. Give us this day our daily bread. You have done all that you need to do in your covenant practices, and yet it appears like something is not still functioning. And then you place a demand. Systems, you are put under pressure. Release what is mine. You are put under pressure. It is the place of accessing divine provisions and supernatural supplies. Everyone hearing the sound of my voice here today that has something belonging to you that the devil is holding, I declare that system is put under pressure. Individuals are put under pressure. They shall lose their peace and sleep and rest until what is yours enters your hands. I call it done in Jesus' name. Take your seat. Number seven. What is the prayer all about? Seventh, it is the interception of enemy agenda and orchestrations. That is where enemy agenda, enemy orchestrations are intercepted or interrupted. 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 That's what prayer seeks to do. The interception of enemy agenda and orchestrations. He said, lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. Matthew 6:13. That is what prayer is doing. And how is that to you? The first thing to note here is, it is at the place of prayer, it is the place for the uncovering and undoing of enemy plans and activities. Uncovering and undoing. At the place of prayer, God can show you what the devil is planning to do. And when he has shown you what the devil is planning to do, then you can interrupt what the devil is planning to do. Oh my God. This is very, very real. When you are prayerful, there are times where you dream dreams and see things that are not things that must happen, but the thing that the enemy is planning to do that God is showing you ahead of time. And then you bring that enemy into judgment. I remember many years ago, the year of about around 1986, like 34 years ago, we were praying with one of our brethren, and in the middle of the night, and he said, Pray for so and so person. And God opened the eyes of one of us in the prayer place. And he said, there is a man right now in the middle of a crisis in East Africa. A lion is about to attack him. It was just like a movie. Pray now. Let that lion be diverted. We don't know the man. We may never know him until we go to heaven. And the prayer was offered, and that agenda was interrupted. God revealed it and dissolved it then and there and then. Am I speaking to somebody here at all? And diverse situations where God reveals something. You saw yourself, not yourself, the devil giving a diagnosis in the dream. That was not you. That is what the devil was planning to do. You don't just accept it and say, they injected me in the dream. Give the injection to the person who gave you the injection. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? I prophesy to someone today in the name of Jesus. The next time the devil is about to act around your life, God will show it to you. The next time the devil is about to cause calamity around your family, God will show it to you. And in the name of Jesus, God will show you the answer to that calamity. And currently, anyone in any situation that looks like the devil is about to cause disaster, I prophesy, it is over. Take your seat now, praise the Lord. Number eight. What does prayer achieve? Number eight is the experience of exchange. The experience of exchange between man and God. At the place of prayer, exchanges take place. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31, he said, they that wait on the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. That word renew is exchange. What is the practicality of this? First, it is the place of exchange where you give him your weakness and take up his strength. You give him your weakness and take up his strength. That is why most times when you had felt very, very weak, and felt very, very defeated, after prayer, especially praying in the spirit, you rise with fresh fire. You rise with fresh energy. You rise with fresh, because you just got an exchange. You give him your fears, and he gives you his peace. You give him your pressure, and he releases on you his presence. Something is exchanged at the place of prayer. So next time you go to the place of prayer, be exchange conscious. Number nine, it is a place. What does prayer achieve? Nine, intervention. In bracket, standing in the gap for others. Intervention. Which means standing in the gap for others. For individuals, for families, for communities, for nations. Ezekiel chapter 22 verse 30. This is what is called intercession. The prayer of intercession. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Standing in the gap. What is the simplest way to say this? First, A, it is the place of making demands. Of placing demands on for the mercy of God on the behalf of others. It's one of the most selfless forms of praying and one of the most impactful. Job's captivity turned because he prayed for his friend. It is the place of placing demands for the mercy of God on the behalf of others. The others may be a friend. That other may be a whole community. It may be a whole nation. You are just standing there demanding. That is what prayer seeks to achieve. Finally, number 10, the restoration and cleansing of life. The restoration and cleansing of life. Forgive us our debts as we forgive those we are indebted to. What is this all about? First, it is the place of spiritual realignment. place of spiritual realignment. That is what this restoration and cleansing means. Where you are drawn back, if you are missing road, that is, you are drawn back. That is the practicality of Psalm 23, verse 1 to 1, 2, 3. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He lead, maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. You are about to take a wrong step and make a wrong move. You are about to fall into the hands of the wrong man. You are about to fall into the hands of the wrong woman. You are about to make a business investment. You are about to err. You are about to offend God and do things at the place of prayer. He restores. He just pulls you back. You prayed in the spirit until you lost your peace about the relationship. You prayed in the spirit until you lost your peace about the transaction. You prayed in the spirit until you lost your peace about that step you are about to take that can take you to hell. It's the place of spiritual realignment. And I believe today that somebody this morning is being restored by God. Say aloud, amen. This is my counsel very, very quickly. I'm going to follow the counsel that I gave yesterday in the home church. James chapter 5, verse 17. It said, Elias or Elijah was a man of like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again. Number one, pray realistically, not religiously. Be real at the place of prayer. Pray realistically, not religiously. In fact, I'll talk about this later in the month, but pray with revelation, not just for religion. Pray realistically. Number two, pray earnestly, earnestly, earnestly. If you want to finish with the phone before you pray. If you want to pray, put aside the phone. Pray earnestly. He prayed earnestly. Pray with intensity. Pray with seriousness. Thirdly, pray specifically that he prayed that it might not rain. Well, there is a place where you just blast in tongues generally. That's a place for that. Masha Koko, but that is for spiritual energization, for irrigation of spirituality, but where you just charging the battery generally, like roaring like a lion in the wilderness, not because you caught a prey, but to maintain territory. Wow! Not because there is any challenge, but just to maintain territory. So there is a place for that. There is a place to pray in the spirit generally. But while you are praying in the spirit generally also, know that there are things, these 10 things I mentioned, there will be more, that the prayer seeks to achieve, and let it be on your mind. That maybe God will reveal something to you that the enemy is planning right now. Maybe God is going to show you his will. Maybe in the course of your praying, and you are praying and you are listening and you are watching also, maybe a flow of thought will begin to just flow that you were not thinking about before. And then you know God is speaking to you. Take yourself. Pray specifically. And number three, pray perpetually. Number four, pray perpetually. He prayed, and the Bible said, and he prayed again. Verse 18, he prayed again, and he prayed again. Don't just pray once and for all. Pray again and again. Pray again and again. That prayer that Jesus prayed, Father, if thou be willing, take this cup from me, but not my will. The Bible said he went forward and prayed again. He went forward and prayed again. He went forward and prayed again. We used to be taught many years ago, almost 30 years ago, that if you pray about anything twice, it's unbelief. Not necessarily. Not necessarily. After you have prayed it at first, you are praying it again. Lord, I thank you because I know that you heard me on that issue because of so and so scripture. The prayer is on again and again and again and again until answers arrive. Somebody here today, a new prayer fire is coming upon your life after this service. Do you believe that? You stand on your feet with a loud shout of amen. Who is the person receiving that new prayer fire on the gallery there? Stand on your feet with a loud shout of praise. I like you to lift up your two hands and appreciate God right now. Appreciate him, honor him, adore him, worship him, glorify him. Father, we thank you. Father, we honor you. Just one prayer today. Lift up your hands and say after me. Say, Father,
Father,
thank you for your word.
Thank you for your word.
To me today, I am asking, Lord, for a baptism of the spirit of supplication. In Luke, in Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. He said, and I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplication. Supplication is prayer. So there is a grace for prayer. There is a man, there is an oil that pours on a man that destroys prayerlessness and destroys lukewarmness and destroys laziness. You will lift up your hands and ask God, and ask God. For that, when Paul the Apostle said, pray without ceasing, it looks like someone who is drunk with the spirit of supplication. Lift your hands and say, Father,
Father,
I ask
for a baptism
of the spirit of grace
and supplication
in this season.
I receive
the grace
to pray
persistently,
tenaciously,
continuously.
I receive
that grace
now.
Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your two hands and say after me, say, Father.
Father.
Now we're going to pick one of the points, and that is intercepting enemy agenda. That is one of the things we do at the place of prayer. Now lift your, now the rest of it, that's number seven. The rest of it, you go through them at home and then just follow them through. But let's take this point. Lift your hands, say, Father.
Father.
I intercept.
By the power of the blood of Jesus.
And in the name of Jesus. I intercept and interrupt
every agenda of hell.
Every orchestration of witchcraft.
Of the occult world.
Every orchestration of the kingdom of darkness.
Against my life.
Against my family.
Against the church.
Against dunamis.
Against our nation.
Against Nigeria,
against our generation,
oh, you agenda
of darkness,
oh, you agenda
of hell,
in the name of Jesus,
scatter
by the fire
of the Holy Ghost.
We command you
to scatter
now.
Open your mouth and pray.
Scatter
agenda
of hell,
scatter
mashadalaya.
Scatter.
Mesha Tora Nayala
Hashta. Leperete
Sina Mayala.
Leperete
Siga.
Scatter.
Scatter
by the fire
of the Holy Ghost.
Scatter by the fire
of the Holy Ghost.
In the name of Jesus.
You have the bottle of oil, you can lift it up if you have. Now, this is not the time where you put oil in your hand and put it in another person's hand, according to the law we have been given. Right? Again, what we do is not because of fear. What we do is because of the legislation. I mean, the whatever it is that we have been told to do for this season. All right? If somebody can, and then of course I tell people it is not good to ask. Somebody said he asked somebody gave him oil in the hand one day, and when he planted it on his head, he went to him. The dream he was dreaming was demonic. That person must have brought a demonic oil to church to look for who to initiate. That will never be your portion. That is the spirit of supplication. If you didn't come with your oil, use your hand. Just lift your hand. Next time you come with your oil, you use your hand and place on your head. I speak now a fresh grace to pray the kind of prayers that will open your eyes to know the will of God, to hear the plan of God, to hear the purpose of God. I prophesy that that the anointing will come upon you this morning to pray the kind of prayers that will align you with the will of God. Can you place the points on the screen? Thirdly, yes, go ahead, keep going. That will draw you closer to God, that will cause you to discover the will of God, that will cause you to align with the will of God. Now, number five, the kind of prayers, the grace, the violence of spirit that will cause you to enforce the plan of God for your life by the reason of this anointing. It is released. The kind of prayers that will deliver to your hands your allocation, what belongs to you in God, by the reason of this anointing. I declare it released. The kind of prayer that will roast witches and wizards. The kind of prayer that will bury occultic men and women. The kind of prayer that will intercept and interrupt the plan of the devils that look for you in the dream of the night. That kind of prayers, the anointing for it is released upon you now. Amen. The prayer that you pray your way out of weakness into strength, out of fear into faith, is released upon you right now. The kind of prayers that will help you with the spirit of intercession to stand in the gap for others, to stand in the gap for your family, to stand in the gap for your brothers, your sisters. That oil is released upon you now. Amen. The kind of prayers you will pray, and when it is tomorrow for you to step into disaster, the Lord usher your feet away. To step into calamity, the Lord order your feet away. When it is tomorrow for you to fall into what will ruin your life, the Lord orders you away. Amen. The grace, the oil to pray that prayer is released here right now. Amen. So shall it be. In the name of the Father, Amen. And of the Son, Amen. And of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Those who need to give their lives to Christ, please come and receive your own in the front. Quickly. Hold on the oil yet, people. Quickly rush to the front here and come and receive your own in the front. If you need to be born again, you want Jesus to be Lord over your life, you are not yet born again, or you want to rededicate your life to Jesus, I'll give you the count of seven. We don't have the time. One, come with your bag. You don't leave anything on your seat, because from here you'll be going home after here. Quickly, come forward. One, two, three. Actually, when you find yourself anywhere and you say, come forward, don't leave your things behind. If in the days of Jesus there was one Judas out of 12, in our days now there may be 11 out of 12. Because towards the end of the world, iniquity is multiplying. Quickly. One, two, three, four. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Come and let the yoke of sin be broken. The chains of addiction, the chains of tobacco, the chains of marijuana, the chains of alcoholism, let it be broken. Four, five, and six.
and seven. Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. Keep coming, keep coming, keep coming, keep coming, keep coming. Excellent. Leave that oil up now. All right, I prayed on the oil before. Those of you in the front, pray this prayer with me very, very passionately. Say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken, and the grace to live for God is released for you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Please, our counselors will talk with you shortly after now. Now, take the oil in your hand, people. If you don't have the oil, just lift your hand up and let your hand become a point of contact for the release of the fire. Lift your hands high. For those who are not yet filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking with tongues, or you need spiritual fire, you need fire. 12 noon tomorrow, we have a prayer session. On Friday, we had people who received the Holy Ghost baptism and also were quickened with fire. If you are like that, you can be here tomorrow by 12 noon. The 6 p.m. Daily broadcast, since the lockdown is still on, and is on in the evenings. On Wednesday, we are taking the prayer syllabus to another level. How many of you are enjoying it so far? And then the word was very explosive. This will be very, very explosive. And then on Wednesday, that's midweek service. And don't miss it for anything, 5:30 p.m. And on Saturday, the home church will be holding. Coming Sunday is an impartation service. You come with documents and things. You want God to touch for you, the transformed in his presence. When we come into his presence, anything we carry, including ourselves, get transformed. And that will be happening on Sunday. Now, lift up your hands and receive the fire. Please, after this anointing, we are not closing yet. Two more things to quickly do, and I'll let you know. Lift your hands high. Tell God again, Lord, I am ready for the fire. Say, I'm ready for the fire. Prayer fire. I receive it now. Lift your hands. Father, let it fall in the name that is above every name. And at the count of seven, you place the hand on your head and scream fire at the top of your voice. Let the fire fall now in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Fire. Receive the 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 fire. Now. Receive the fire. 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 Receive it now. In the name of Jesus. At least if you can wait on the Lord till 3 p.m. on Wednesday, do it. We are in a month of prayer, and fasting shall accompany it. But as you go home today, before the evening, take 1 hour and pray in the spirit. 1 hour today. God will unveil things, reveal things, dissolve mysteries around your life. Stretch your two hands in front of you. Father, multiply harvest to every giver. Let the hands stretched out never return back to beg. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Systems shall lose their peace and sleep and rest, and put in your hands all that is yours. I call it done in Jesus' name. Shout the loudest amen. Take your seat. Pick up your offerings and your tithes and your pledges, and let's honor God. While we are going to do that, if the ICT is ready, in 1 minute, there is a clip they will roll after I finish praying on the offering and drop it. You have your offerings, lift it up. Father, multiply harvest back to every giver. Let the hands lifted never drop to beg or to borrow. Thank you for preservation we have experienced. We worship and honor you in Jesus' precious name. Pass it on. Can you roll the clip and just please watch this very quickly? The online platform, hold on just a minute. Online platform, just show you the details now. As you are part of the worship online, you're also part of every department of the worship. The Lord multiply you as you are part of it in Jesus' name. Let's go. One of God's foremost general in his army. Like God's Bishop Uyedeko called him the other day, a sage, a living major, a man with very visible, tangible, palpable, deep presence, whose ministry is a ministry of imparting and raising men and women on every inhabited continent of the earth, literally every country on the earth. There is someone whose life, or indirectly, was influenced by him. I was a young medical student when I came across his book, Proof Producers. I came across, in a revelatory way, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, that is the theme of this ministry. You shall receive power, dunamis, after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be proof producers. And it left a very deep impression. My hunger for the supernatural escalated. I read about his crusade in the Philippines in that book. And as a medical student, I wasn't a pastor. I saw kidneys failed, healed. I saw ears deaf, open.
I just want to tell you, I love you. I love him. This is one of God's generals. You taught me this song. Fire, 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 fire fell on me. Fire, 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 fire fell on me. On the day of Pentecost, fire fell on me. If your eyes will rise above the natural, and you will see by the Spirit. If you see me when I go, oh my God, then you will have the double portion. Well, he saw. His eyes were open like your eyes are open today. Give him praise. Oh, is there anything you want from God's servant? You spoke to Elijah, so you speak to your servant. Sandaraba, Tataba, Sandaraba, Tokobo, Sandaribiaka, Sandaraba, Bataka. I love you.
Help him there, help her there. He has fought a good fight, finished his course, kept the faith, gone to his reward.
at the age of 88 years. We thank God for a life well lived, and we receive the grace to continue from there in the name of Jesus. Thank you. We pray for his family, pray for the ministry, and we ask for the establishment of God's purpose in that ministry. The Bible said, watch the perfect man. Behold the upright. The end of that man is peace. About 5 days ago, I sent out a song. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour. How many of you saw the clip of it? It was on Facebook. And he received it just 5 days, about the same day it came out. And was listening to it. Emotional. And then they videoed it to send to me. See him listening. And that after the singing, the prayer multiplied. On the day of exit, he told his family, would you people let me go? I want to go. Say, where? He said, okay, we'll let you. You will end where? Yeah. 2 years to 90. You won't be cut short before your time. It doesn't matter what cut your family short. You won't be cut short before your time. Please lift the hands higher. First timers and newcomers, join us forward here. Today is your first time in this church. And also, for your information, the Legacy Center was completed. For your information. It did a Christmas program there. And the dedication was to happen when the COVID-19 situation started. End of March, / early April. And there was lockdown. But despite it, the number of people that could be allowed for a meeting at that time in California was allowed, and the number of pastors that could be there from America were there, and it was open. He saw his vision come to pass. He saw it fulfilled, and he saw it completed. I'm sure that is on the mind of some people. It was completed, and to God be all the glory. Lift your hands high. Father, thank you. Thank you, and thank you, and thank you. Blessed be your name. I release everyone here today to go forth, return back with your testimony. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you in Jesus' precious name. And whether the devil likes it or not, the year 2020 remains our year of what? Supernatural shift. And what kind of shift is that? It is drastic, and it is dramatic, and it is dimensional in Jesus' name. God bless you. First timers, newcomers, and those who have just come, we appreciate you. We thank God for bringing you to our church for the first time. We thank God for touching your life so powerfully in this service. We believe that you will never remain the same. Please, our officers are right here, and they are going to speak with you for those who have just given their life to Christ, and then they will also welcome you for those who are coming here for the first time. We believe that you are not here by accident, and we believe that you are not returning back the same. God bless you in Jesus' name. Is the road clear yet? Yeah?